All right, we're going to give Steve Kosky a call today. Lots of requests for information about the fishing on Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay. Plus, I want to find out about the blueberries a little bit more and talk about inland lake fishing, too, around Houghton and Berger County. So here we go, dialing up Steve Kosky at Indian Country Sports in Lawrence.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Steve, Adam from the Outdoor Show. How about your time today? You got a little for us?
Sure do.
Excellent. How are things in the Lawrence area today?
Continuing about like they were. No major change right now. We're still getting some out on the lake. Everything is going. I'm hearing a lot of people that are fishing the inland, fishing bass and stuff, just because it's been so warm and the waters are so warm.
Really?
Yeah. But still, some salmon, more cohos than other, a few browns, a few lake trout mixed in the suspended waters all around the bay. It's still going, but it hasn't got to being real hot yet, but it's going where you can surely get some fish right now.
So they are starting to stage up a little bit closer inside the bay.
Yeah. But as far as when they seem like they make the pass through the bay and get into the rivers, it never is as active as the spring is. In the springtime, when they leave, they're hungry. They're voracious in the spring. Where in the fall, they're not feeding, I don't think, quite as heavy.
Hmm. Anything working better than another as far as techniques or certain color spoons or certain spoon names?
It's been, for the last couple of weeks, it's been blues and greens. Another guy was in here then today, and he bought a bunch of oranges, and he said it's back on an oranges again. I told him, well, I get most of my fish on orange. That's because I fish mostly orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, not a consensus on great color things. I've got a couple of guys who are fishing Dodgers here the last couple of days have been coming in. They've been cleaning a half a dozen to maybe 10 fish a day. Dodgers and flies, but still seeing more spoons than anything else right now.
Okay. And how far down?
Any specific name or color? No, not exactly.
Okay. And how far down are they fishing?
30 to 50.
And you're talking like?
Over 50 foot of water and more.
But okay.
In that top 50 foot.
Interesting. Suspended fish then. All right. Inside the bay. What about Huron Bay? Anything from Huron Bay?
Kind of the same thing. Pretty much the same thing. I mean, we've got Huron Bay. Lawrence really has the one river coming into it, the falls, and a couple little small creeks down here. Where Huron Bay has several pretty good rivers that they spawn in, the Silver, the Ravine, the Slate, and the Huron and the Little Huron.
Mm-hmm.
So Huron Bay has a lot more water turnover and flow in there. So there's a lot of fish come through Huron Bay to get up these rivers. But it's about the same what they're catching in there right now.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the inland fishing a little more. So you said folks have been fishing more bass and pike. Any bluegill fishermen or crappie fishermen?
Both and all. Several groups of people who are... There's a lot of out-of-town people fishing right now, fishing the inlands. And coming back today, they had a 38 and a 40-inch pike. Some others had some 3 and 4 and 4.5-pound smallmouth. Some had some largemouth that were in the same size. So the people from out of the area seem to really like their inland lakes and fish them more so. Prickett Dam's doing quite well. Same with the lakes down towards Sidna and Kenton, doing quite well. The locals here tend to fish the big lake more so.
Okay.
But the inland lake fishing, it's good when it's warm. It's the best when it's warm.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. We'll have part two on in our next Outdoor Report. Keep talking to Steve about not only the walleye fishing around the area, but also a special study that's going on with some gill nets in the bays themselves, plus blueberry talk, too. So stay tuned. That'll be coming up in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.